Jeep.
Wow!
I can't believe it. The Beat's playing just 60 miles away in Bloatsburg. Good thing we thought ahead to line up for tickets 2 hours before they go on sale.
Ah-ee-oo, killer tofu. Ooh-ee-oo, killer tofu.
Excuse me, ma'am. My friend and fellow Beats Maniac and I are here to line up for Beats tickets.
No problem. Just get behind everyone else.
Huh? What if this line never ends? What if they run out of tickets? What if we miss the best Beats concert in the history of the entire world?
We're back live with, and who could forget these guys? No one can forget how great they were, the Beats. So tell us, of the 5,000 Beats concerts, and you remember them all, I'm sure, what was the best one?
No question about it. Had to be that time we played Bloatsburg.
Yep, Bloatsburg was our biggest Beats blowout ever. We played all night.
Oh, man. And we missed it.
Dear Journal, today is the worst day of my life. Skeeter and I were the very next people to get Beats tickets when it happened. Sold out.
Beats tickets. How did you get Beats tickets?
My date for Saturday night bought them. He actually thought I would go to a Beats concert.
You have tickets, but you don't want to go?
Surely you jest. I wonder who I could give these to.
All right, what do you want, Judy? I'll do anything. Just name it.
I want you to paint my room black.
Well, yeah, black? The whole room?
Of course, if you're not interested.
Okay, the whole room. I can't believe it.
I can't believe it.
Two beautifully, fabulously, authentically real tickets.
To the best concert in the history of the entire world.
Say, Skeeter?
Yeah, Doc?
Well, I was just wondering, how are we going to get all the way to Bloatsburg?
Yeah, Dougie, Mom and Dad will never let you take that trip by yourself. Remember? You're the baby in your family.
Don't worry, pal. I've got it all figured out. We'll take the official K-Bluff Beats Bus.
The Beats Bus?
The Beats Bus, Doug. The best and easiest way to any Beats concert. I heard about it on the radio.
Okay, people. I'm Frizzy, the K-Bluff Beats Bus leader. All I need are your parents' permission slips, and you beatniks are on the bus.
All right. It was perfect. We were totally surrounded by Beat Maniacs.
I eat my sugar cereal, but it makes my teeth bacteria.
And don't eat too much fried food. Yeah!
Ah-ee-oo, killer tofu. Ooh-ee-oo, killer tofu.
Yeah!
Actually, the original title was Szechuan Bean Curd, but Monroe thought it was too hard to rhyme.
Hey!
You know, if you play I Need Mo Allowance really slow, you can hear Wendy Nesbus saying, I love cheese!
We stopped. We must be there. I can't believe it. The Beats in Bloatsburg.
First-timers, right?
This is just a pit stop, man.
Okay, remember, folks, this is a 10-minute break. 10 minutes. 1/5 of an hour. 600 seconds.
Come on, Doug. Let's check out the diner. I'm starved.
You know, I've never been this far from home without my parents.
Me too. It feels kind of great, doesn't it?
I still can't believe we're actually going to see the Beats.
The Beats!
That's it. You Beatheads really bug me, huh?
There's nothing wrong with a little youthful excitement, dude.
Excitement? Oh, man. You want excitement? Ever drive a 16-wheel monster through a blinding blizzard with only a half a tank and a prayer?
Yeah, man, I have. Only my rig was an 18-wheel tuba cruiser.
A tuba cruiser? No kidding. Why, I drove a tuba cruiser through Hurricane Wilfred.
Neat.
Of course, all this was before they invented tuba pumps. You had to suck the diesel out of the tank with your own lips. Now this one trucker, fella by the name of Fuel Line Freddy, on account of he had an air
bubble
stuck
check on
in
the others.
Fuel Line.
Don't be late, guys.
You get my drift.
So you wrestled the alligator out of the front seat and still got the blood supply to the hospital on time?
Yeah.
Wow.
Listen, you two, that wide open road is calling my name. Charlene! Later, Beathead.
See you, Charlene!
Can you believe it, Skeeter? We met a real live truck driver.
I've got her autograph!
Charlene, clutch first. Wow, maybe we can get the Beats autographs when we get to the concert.
Concert? No!
The bus! Well, we've got to get back to the bus!
They wouldn't leave without us.
They couldn't leave without us!
Again.
And we're stuck in the middle of nowhere. What'll we do, Skeeter?
Stay cool, man. We could call our parents.
Our parents?
Remember, Dougie?
You're your baby in our family.
Oh, no way. If I let my parents know I messed up, well, they'll never trust me to go anywhere again. There's got to be some way we can get to the concert. I guess we could always walk to Bloatsburg.
Bloatsburg? Did you boys say Bloatsburg?
Yes, sir, Mr. Officer, sir.
Well, I'm Sheriff Melvin B. Yates, the law in Bloatsburg, and I'm just wondering what a couple of kids like you are doing in a truck stop at 7:40 at night.
7:40?
The concert, it starts in 20 minutes.
We've come so far to miss it now.
Concert? Well, not that Beats concert.
Yes, sir. But we've got tickets to tonight's show.
Well, why didn't you say so?
Where's my song?
I'm a Beathead from the time they were making basement tapes. In my basement.
No way.
That song, Where's My Sock? Well, that was my sock they were singing about.
Despite all our problems, Skeeter and I had finally made it. There was only one tiny problem.
The tickets! We left the tickets at the diner!
Oh, no!
Now we'll miss the concert of our lives for sure!
Hey, look at that!
Step on it, will you? That flat tire really put us behind!
It's the Beats equipment truck! That means we didn't miss the show yet!
Call me crazy, but... Hey, mister, need any help unloading that stuff?
Well, sure. Just grab a guitar and follow that amp.
All right!
I can't believe I'm carrying Monroe Yoder's car.
Symbols. Sorry for the delay, but it's worth the wait. Bloatsburg is proud to welcome the Beats!
Thanks, fellas.
Thanks, Blouts. Appreciate the
help. Oh, the windy nest pot touched my shoulder.
That's nothing. Wilder stepped on my foot.
Hello, Bloatsburg.
funny how sometimes your biggest adventure can turn into something even better only after things go wrong. She had to almost miss the concert 4 times, only to end up the best seats in the house.
This is the best concert ever!
In the history of the entire world!
Excuse me, Doctor. I don't have an appointment, but I thought I'd just drop in.
Yes, Mr. Adams. Do drop in. Tell me, Mr. Adams. Is it safe? Is it safe?
Smash is the coolest.
Yeah.
Shh.
There Skeeter and I were, watching the most exciting part of the most exciting Smash Adams movie that we'd only seen 7 exciting times. When suddenly...
Help! Shh. What's wrong, Doc?
It's my tooth, Skeet. Something's wrong with my tooth.
That's me. Hey! Nope. Here we go. Hello, boys. Gentlemen, shall we dance?
You're gonna have to hold still, Doug. Okay. What? Did you know that one of your teeth looks just like my Aunt Mabel?
Oh, let me see. Where? I want to see. Oh, it does. It looks just like
Hey, it's my sore tooth you're looking for, not your relative, Skeeter.
Her ears don't go like that.
Skeeter?
Ooh.
What?
Looks like it might be a cavity.
That's it.
That's all.
What do you mean, that's all? I've never had a cavity in my life. This is terrible.
It's nothing, Doug. You just have to go to the dentist to get it drilled.
Dentist? The dentist gives me the willies.
It's no big deal, Doug. Afterwards, your teeth feel great.
Really? You like the dentist, Patty? Well, how many cavities have you had?
Actually, none. Wow, if I did, I'd probably be scared out of my gourd. All that drilling and needles.
Thanks, Patty. Thanks a lot.
Well, maybe it isn't a cavity at all, Doug. I mean, maybe it's just a rotten tooth.
What?
I hear you got a rotten tooth. You know, a bone chickle, a busted chewer.
I got a sore tooth is all, Roger.
Whatever. I bet you're scared to get that thing fixed.
No, I'm not.
Oh, yeah? I bet the minute that quack gets his mitts inside your pie hole, you'll be screaming like a baby.
What?
Don't you know? Dentists get paid for each tooth they pull. How do you think they make so much money?
Cut it out, Roger.
You mean yank it out, don't you, funny?
Boy, poor Chuck. One day you have a perfect smile, and the next... You're gumming applesauce.
But the dentists can't all be quacks, like Roger said. I mean, they wouldn't let just anybody go in there and start pulling teeth, would they?
Okay. I beg your pardon. I said you'll never make me talk, Dr. Decay.
Oh, I don't want you to talk, Mr. Adams. I want you to suffer.
Just to be safe, I decided that the best thing to do was forget about this stupid tooth and just wait for the pain to go away. And who knows? Maybe in a couple of days, I won't feel a thing.
Ow!
Hello, Douglas!
Hey, Mr. Dink.
What's the matter, Douglas? You look a little down in the mouth.
Oh, nothing. Say, have you ever had a cavity, Mr. Dink?
Why, sure, Douglas. I had them all the time. Too many chocolate shakes, I suppose.
Well, what did you do about it?
Why, nothing, Douglas. I ignored them, and eventually the whole problem just went away.
Really? When was that?
Well, let's see. Why, that'll be... 12 years ago next Tuesday. Boy, has it been that long already. Why, it seems like only yesterday that I replaced my old choppers with titanium alloy. Very expensive.
Hey, Patty, you want to shag some balls?
Why, my teeth were so rotten, I don't even know if you can really call them teeth.
Well, thanks, Mr. Dink. You've really helped me out.
Anytime, Douglas!
After seeing what happened to Mr. Dink's teeth, I decided that the best thing to do was to go to the dentist. I mean, it couldn't be as bad as everybody said it was. Dental College of New Hampshire, Dr. K. DDS. Maybe there's nothing to be afraid of after all.
Furry, Doug Furry. Furry, Doug Furry.
Well, that's funny, and I'm right here.
Follow me. Your examination will start shortly. The doctor's with another patient right now.
I'm in no hurry. I knew it was going to be bad, but not this bad. Even Smash would think twice before sticking around for this.
Have a seat. The doctor will be with you shortly. Comfortable?
Yes, ma'am. No problem. Boy, if I could hold out a little longer, this thing would be over with and I'd have no more problems. Or maybe not. Too late.
Good morning, Mr. Funny. You're the dentist? Yes, and you can call me Dr. K.
Right, Dr. K.
So, I hear you have your first cavity.
Yeah, well, I suppose there's a first time for everything. It seems like I had just gotten there when Dr. K said,
"All finished."
Wow, that's it, huh? Well, it wasn't that bad at all.
Oh, good. Let's just drill some more.
No, I think one is enough for today.
Mr. Funny. Well, I must say it was a pleasure working on a patient as good as you.
You thought I was a good patient?
Oh, yes.
You know, not everyone is as calm about going to the dentist as you are. You'd be surprised how nervous some people get when they come here.
Yeah. Can you imagine that? What was that?
Oh, that's my patient in the other room. All I'm going to do is clean his teeth. You might say he's a bit squeamish.
Oh, no! Not you!
Bunny! Pete! Watch out for that one! She's dangerous! You're gonna kill me, I tell ya! Get me out of here!
I guess Roger's got a super low threshold of pain. Well, this whole tooth business wasn't as bad as I made it out to be. I guess I sort of made a bigger deal out of it than I should have. And it sort of boiled down to that sometimes you're scared of being scared, which makes you scared, or something like that.
Say, Tippy, have you seen my teeth?
What?
Let's see. I had them here earlier. Where are they?
Hey, Porkchop. Mr. Dink is out there looking for his choppers. I wonder where they could be.
You gotta holler, gotta yell, you gotta clap, you gotta wail, you gotta shout.